BBC News with Govinda Gill. President Trump has said Iran has given him a very big present relating to gas and oil, which is worth what he called a tremendous amount of money. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump said Iran had agreed it would never have a nuclear weapon. Helena Humphrey is in Washington.
President Trump was characteristically confident in the Oval Office, insisting talks to end the war with Iran were already underway, involving the Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. That's despite Iran saying no negotiations were happening, dismissing the claims yesterday as fake news. Asked how hopeful he was that a peace deal would work, Mr. Trump responded, "This war has been won." But the reality on the ground remains far more uncertain.
Iran has told the United Nations non-hostile vessels will be allowed to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, provided they coordinate with the Iranian authorities. 4 weeks of conflict have halted most shipments of about one-fifth of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas. Speaking at the White House earlier, President Trump welcomed any progress.
What it showed me is that we're dealing with the right people. We're dealing with a group of people that I think turned out, and they said they were going to do it, and it happened, and they're the only ones that could have done it. If we can end this without more lives being down, without knocking out $10 billion electric plants that are brand new and the apple of their eye, I'd like to be able to do that.
Results from Denmark's general election indicate the left-wing coalition led by Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen got the most votes. It won 84 seats in parliament but failed to get the 90 needed for an outright majority. Right-wing parties got 77 seats. Negotiations with the centrist moderate party are now expected to build a coalition government. A jury in New Mexico has found that the social media giant Meta violated state law by misleading users about the safety of its platforms and enabling child sexual exploitation to take place. It's been ordered to pay $375 million in civil penalties. Meta denied the allegations and it plans to appeal. Our technology correspondent Lily Jamali is in San Francisco.
This all stemmed from a 2023 undercover operation in which investigators in New Mexico posed as a 13-year-old girl. Specifically, they found that Meta enabled the exposure of sexually explicit images to children and also enabled them to contact predators online. There is going to be a second phase in which New Mexico prosecutors ask for more financial penalties and for the company to make changes to its platforms.
This is the World News from the BBC. Hungary's foreign minister, Péter Szijjártó, has admitted regularly contacting his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, to brief him before and after European Union ministerial meetings. But he denied passing secrets to the Kremlin. Earlier this week, Poland's prime minister said he was self-censoring in meetings in case conversations were getting to Moscow. Staff at Australia's national broadcaster ABC have begun a 24-hour strike disrupting live radio and TV programming. One union official said it did not want to inconvenience audiences, but key claims remained unresolved. Katie Watson reports from Sydney.
Several of the ABC's flagship programmes are being cancelled today, replaced by the BBC World Service for some of them, and others will play pre-programmed music as staff walk off the job for the next 24 hours. Employees were offered a pay rise of 10% over 3 years, but 60% of those who voted decided to reject the offer because it was too low. Unions also said the offer failed to address many working conditions, including career progression and reproductive health leave, as well as the use of artificial intelligence. The ABC has said the offer is both sustainable and financially responsible.
European scientists have for the first time successfully transported antiprotons on a truck, opening up the possibility of one day delivering antimatter by road to research labs. Antimatter is difficult to move and preserve as it annihilates upon contact with matter. One scientist said the success had opened up a world of possibilities. Scientists in Japan say they've discovered there's a limit on how many times a mammal can be cloned before triggering grave genetic mutations. A long-running study saw over 1,200 cloned laboratory mice generated from a single female donor mouse over two decades. The research found no outward signs of problems through the first 25 generations. BBC News.